Welcome back. You are now looking at a page building system inside of a WordPress site. And the reason that you're here is because what we want to do is we want to have at least two places where we can display all of our products and make them visible to our customer. Now, if you're launching products repeatedly, you want to make sure that wherever the customer is going to land, they're going to see those products. One of those places is going to be your thank you page. So what we're going to do is we're going to use this page building system in order to display the products where the customer is going to see them. You will want to use your page building system to accomplish the same thing that's being demonstrated here. What we're going to do is we're going to go and get a specific thank you page, and then we're going to change it in order to display to our customer. So we're going to click Use This Template, and we're just going to call this template a dummy name. Now again, with this thank you page, we're just using a template. What we want to do is we want to have a standard place where our customer is going to see the products that they have available and that you are repeatedly launching. And so what you can do here with this particular template is you're going to create a place where those products are going to be displayed. We're going to add in a row here. What we're going to do is we're going to display the different products here in this row. And the best way to do this is to display an image that people can click on. So we're going to add an image to each area here on the page. So we're going to upload all three images here to our site, and we're going to display them one at a time. So in this case, we're going to add this one in to our site. Now what you want to do here is you then want to link to the individual product that the image represents. Now when you get the opportunity, you typically do want to have your product open into a new window so that the customer will be able to see multiple products within one session. So we're going to click Open a New Window. We're going to insert the image. You'll see how that image looks here. And we're going to do the same thing in all three of these areas. And we're going to make sure that the URL reflects the right area. That's when the customer is brought to their thank you page in order to get their product. You want to make sure that you are displaying everything else inside of your product line on your thank you page. And we're going to save and close this page. You will want to make sure that you are setting this up whenever you release or launch a product that individuals can see the other products that they have available when they go to the download page. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.